Listen, drums.
Oh, does that mean more dwarfs are coming?
No, those are Kalorman drums, which means that there are other Kalorman troops somewhere near. Rister is calling them to his aid. We are horribly outnumbered.
Listen, sire.
Sire, look there. A score of horses.
The gnaws and nibblers have done their work.
Hoggin, the dwarf, and the children opened their mouths to cheer. But that cheer never came. Suddenly, the air was full of the sound of twanging bowstrings and hissing arrows. It was the dwarfs who were shooting, and for a moment, Jill could hardly believe her eyes. They were shooting the horses. Dwarfs are deadly archers. Horse after horse rolled over. Not one of those noble beasts ever reached the king.
Terrible. I'm ashamed.
Little swine. Dirty, filthy, treacherous little brutes.
Shall I run after those dwarfs, sire? And spit 10 of them on my horn at each plunge.
Stand fast, Jewel. If you must weep, Jill, turn your face aside and weep, but wet not your bowstring. And peace, Eustace. Do not scold like a kitchen girl. No warrior scolds. Courteous words, or else hard knocks are his only language.
That was a surprise for you, little boy, eh? Thought we were on your side, did you? No fear! We don't want any talking horses! We don't want you to win any more than the other game! You can't take us in! The dwarves are for the dwarves!
The drums are being answered. Reinforcements are coming. Listen, all of you. We must attack now, before yonder miscreants are strengthened by their friends.
Yes. Bethink you, sire, that here we have the good wooden wall of the stable at our backs. If we advance, shall we not be encircled and get sword points between our shoulders?
I would do as you say, dwarf, were it not their very plan to force us into that stable. The further we are from its deadly door, the better.
The king is right. Away from this accursed stable and whatever goblin lives inside it, at all costs.
Yes, do let. I'm coming to hate the very sight of it.
Good. Now, look yonder to our left. You see a great rock that gleams white like marble in the firelight? First, we will fall upon those Kalormans. You maidens shall move out on our left and shoot as fast as ever you may into their ranks.
Yes.
And you, eagle, fly at their faces from the right. Meanwhile, we others will be charging them. When we are so close, Jill, that you can no longer shoot at them for fear of striking us, go back to the White Rock and wait.
Hi.
You others, keep your ears wide even in the fighting.
Yes.
We must put them to flight in a few minutes or else not at all, for we are fewer than they. As soon as I call back, then rush to join Jill at the White Rock, where we shall have protection behind us and we can breathe a while. Now, be off, Jill.
Yes, sire.
Feeling terribly alone, Jill ran about 20 feet and set an arrow to her string. She wished her hands were not shaking so. As quickly as she could, she began to loose arrows upon the Kalormans. Meanwhile, Farsight, the eagle, darted into the faces of the men. First one man, then another, dropped his sword and put up both his hands to defend his eyes. Then one of her arrows hit a man, and another hit a Narnian wolf, who had it seen, joined the enemy. But she'd been shooting only for a few seconds when she had to stop. With a flash of swords and of the boar's tusks and Jewel's horn, and with deep baying from the dogs, Tyrion and his party were rushing on their enemies. Jill was astonished to see how unprepared the Kalormans seemed to be. She didn't realize that this was the result of her work and the eagles. The king's party were cutting their way right into the enemy.
Well done! Well done!
It was going to work. It was victory at last. But with a horrible cold shock, Jill noticed a strange thing. Though Kalormans were falling at each Narnian sword stroke, they never seemed to get any fewer. In fact, there were actually more of them now than when the fight began. There were more every second, They were running up from every side. They were new Calormans, and these new ones had spears. There was such a crowd of them, she could hardly see her own friends. Then she heard Tyrion's voice crying, "Back! Back to the rock!" Jill turned at once and ran to it and arrived there barely a second before the others. For a moment, they had their backs to the enemy. They all wheeled round the moment they reached the rock.
Now, we must prepare.
Where's Eustace?
What?
He isn't here.
Then where is he?
There. Calormans are carrying him to the stable.
Oh. What? Oh. The rest of you, stay here. Jewel, come with me.
Oh. Yes, sir.
Careful, sir. Oh. Careful, sir.
They won't make it in time.
Before Tyrion and Jewel had covered half the distance, the Calorman flung Eustace into the stable and shut the door on him. Half a dozen more Calormans had run up to form a line on the open space before the stable. There was no getting at it now.
Oh, no! Eustace! He's gone! He's gone!